The Haines Assembly okays a harbor uplands allocation despite protests from fishermen, and a weather camera used by area pilots falls victim to strong winds. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Borough Assembly Tuesday voted to dedicate about $420,000 to upland development in the Small Boat Harbor project. It was an effort to recognize the concerns many residents have about the visual impact of the expansion. But the proposal to earmark the funds aggravated some fishermen. They showed up to the meeting to protest what they saw as another attempt to stymie progress on the harbor project. The message from the dozen people who spoke against the upland allocation was clear. The borough should focus on the functionality and safety of the harbor before aesthetics. Here's Jerry Ernie.
So it needs to be a functional harbor before you get to put all the frills on it.
Some, like Terry Pardee, questioned whether harbor critics had spent any significant time at the facility.
I feel like it's a backdoor attempt to take money away from our boat harbor. I really don't care much about trails and flowers and trees and that sort of thing, just to make people that I haven't seen in the harbor at all, just to give them a warm fuzzy.
And Donnie Turner said the assembly should wait until phase one of the project is complete before earmarking an amount of money he said seemed arbitrary.
You mean you're taking a really weird abstract number and taking money out of the boat harbor with no idea what it's for? I mean, if you have a plan for the $400,000, I would like to hear it.
I really find it challenging for the criticism.
That's Assemblymember Heather Lendy. She proposed setting aside the $420,000 at the last meeting. Here's how that proposal came about. It started with a portion of work in the harbor project referred to as Add Alternative C, which includes an additional 33 feet on the wave barrier and more dredging in the harbor basin. The assembly originally excluded that work from the Phase 1 contract, but borough staff asked they reconsider and brought it back as a $420,000 change order. The assembly had left out Adult C in an attempt to save some money and possibly ease harbor critics' concerns. Now that they were being asked to put Adult C back in, Lendy made a motion she thought could address some of the harbor project's aesthetic questions.
I said, well, would everybody maybe vote for the 33 feet if we designate $420,000 to upland development? Nobody said size of the parking lot. Nobody said parks. Nobody said, we said it was for aesthetics. We said we wanted to get some seed money to match the front when we got to that. And so I made this resolution in good faith with my fellow assembly members to get the 33 feet back in.
The assembly approved the Adult C change order in December. At Tuesday's meeting, Lendy's proposed $420,000 uplands allocation was before them.
And I think it goes a long way toward mending some fences, and I encourage you to pass it. And if not, I'm going to feel like my efforts were in essentially bad faith to even propose it.
Assembly members Tom Morfitt and Ron Jackson said they supported the allocation as a sort of compromise on a project that has divided the community. Here's Jackson.
So there are a lot of people who, this is, a gesture towards those people, which are a fair amount, who think that a harbor can be both functional and aesthetic.
The resolution passed 5-1 with Assemblyman Mike Case opposed. At a town hall meeting the following night, interim manager Ryan said the borough will end up spending more than $420,000 on upland development anyway. He said it's unclear whether the earmarked money will come from the state general obligation bond or other pools of funding and what upland improvements it will go towards. Work on phase one of the harbor project is expected to begin in March. The Haines Borough Assembly denied the appointment of a former assembly member to the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee Tuesday. Diana Lapham applied to a vacant seat on the committee. She was scheduled for confirmation along with a list of other people who applied for various boards and committees. Assemblymember Heather Lendy made the motion to remove two people from that list, Lapham and Joe Parnell. Parnell applied for the Chilkat Center Advisory Board. Lendy said her reason to not appoint those two people is that, quote, incivility begets incivility.
And I think if we appoint people who repeatedly have made personal attacks in meetings addressed at assembly members, committee members, or other members of the public, we condone that behavior. And my greatest concern is that young people especially are avoiding public service in Haines because of the tone of our meetings and debate.
Other assembly members also had concerns about Lapham's appointment, but some said Parnell should not be excluded from the Chilkat Center board. Assemblyman Mike Case referred to Parnell's vocal opposition to the small boat harbor expansion.
I grit my teeth every time he stands up and makes some kind of allegation against the boat harbor or the people that have boats or whatever, but... that's not in the Chilkat Center.
As for Lapham, Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer said her concern wasn't the personal attacks Lendy referred to, but something else. Lapham is publicly fundraising to support former manager Bill Seward's potential wrongful termination lawsuit against the borough.
I do believe that a member of the community that is actively raising funds and advocating to sue or to advocate for potential litigation against the borough cannot serve in the best interest of the borough.
The assembly approved Parnell's appointment, but denied Lapham's in a 4-2 vote. Case and Tom Morfitt were the only two votes in favor of appointing Lapham to the Port and Harbor Committee. Lapham could not be reached for comment by deadline for this story. Last weekend, a weather camera stationed at Eldred Rock fell victim to high winds that ripped through the Lynn Canal. The downed piece of equipment resulted in a comical image, but for local flight operators, the temporary loss was more serious. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The sustained maximum wind speed at Eldred Rock last weekend was recorded at 83 miles per hour, with gusts even higher than that. That's according to the National Weather Service in Juneau. High winds lasted through the weekend, canceling flights and ferries in the region. And they took down one of the Federal Aviation Administration's weather cameras stationed at Eldred Rock, about 20 miles south of Haines. The cameras are used by local flight companies to monitor conditions before taking off. But if you looked at some of the images transmitted by a south-facing Eldred Rock camera at the beginning of the week, instead of getting a clear view of the sky, you'd see an upside-down image of the lighthouse that distinguishes the island. Not super helpful. FAA Weather Camera Program Manager Walter Combs says he first found out about the downed piece of equipment on Monday.
It appears to have snapped off. The orientation, the way that it is laying right now, is it would have to break for it to be laying out in the front of the facility.
The FAA has hundreds of these cameras all over Alaska and Canada, and Combs says this is the first time something like this has happened, where the support has broken and the camera is still operating. This camera was installed in the summer of 2014. Combs says they choose to put the equipment in locations where weather is an important factor in pilots' decisions to fly.
What we try to do is install them where weather is normally bad, and pilots, before they leave Juneau, for instance, they can check the cameras at Lena Point and at Burners Bay and at Eldred Rock and at Haines prior to leaving the ground.
He says he has heard from pilots who felt the loss of the Eldred Rock camera this week. According to Carl Ramseth, the general manager of Alaska Seaplanes, the downed equipment did impact their flight department's ability to monitor weather conditions. And they're not alone. Wings of Alaska, the other local flight company, also uses the cameras. Combs says they're an important tool for airlines throughout the state.
In the old days, they used to fly out and take a look.
Now with the remote cameras, pilots can make decisions from the ground.
It saves a lot of fuel, and it also saves the chance that they might get into the clouds and then end up in a an accident.
Within a few days, maintenance crews were able to fix the downed camera at Eldred Rock, just as the clouds moved back in after a long stretch of clear weather. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.